I would come through as the one named Aronimus during my lifetime. One of those lifetimes of many, but the lifetime of which I speak was in ancient Greece, and you can look it up. And we know your affinity for having names for those who come forth, and so this is the reason that we did bring one forth. We were going to come as one unspoken and unnamed, and yet that was not satisfactory to this one. She wanted to know who she was allowing through. And so I bring a message of threes today. A message of threes. In your world and in your consciousness and in your trainings, three has meant many different things. Three can mean communication to some ways of thought. Three can be dastardly. Bad things happen in threes. Deaths happen in threes. Automatically, these things come to your minds, do they not? When we speak of three. And yet, there are a whole other side of what you have been indoctrinated about threes. And that is what we choose to blow out of the water today. In threes, you have known the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost at times, in some capacities, has been considered the Mother. Grace. Energy, the healing part of the God, Father God triad, the Holy Ghost. Three is also this physical body, the mental body, the spiritual body. It is the conscious, the unconscious, the superconscious. Can you see where I am going? That there are so many different aspects that come in threes. And why is that? Why is that? Much of it comes from the very ancient concepts of physical body, of mental body, and of that spiritual aspect that is not in the body any longer. And so what we would like to share with you today, it is time for you to let go of that middle three. What do we mean by this? As you move on your ascension journey, as we are told you have come to see this, the ascension journey will remove that middle part. Many think of the subconscious as the gateway. Many think of the subconscious or unconscious as that part which has been poured into without a lot of your critical thinking, and then it arises in your day-to-day life. It arises as the belief systems that you have taken on without much conscious thinking. Those belief systems that have come to you since your childhood, during your infancy, and even before, even during the pregnancy of your mother. And what we are moving you to is that understanding that the conscious mind will be functioning in a very different way after ascension. You have been told that you will manifest things immediately because your gateway will be gone. That which blocks you now will be gone. And there are other parts of your body, of course, which are being switched on, but this is important for you to grasp. For those of you who understand and have heard about the mentors that shall come, this is part of their message. The Father represents the creative spirit, the creative urge. The Son is all of you in your physical form. It became necessary in this 3D existence, in this 3D world, that people wanted to hold on to a Savior. The Christ Savior is not only a part of Christianity that has been fed to you. It is also part of many, many, many religions over thousands of years, because it has been given to you that you needed someone as an intercessory between you and God. That is falling away. Even the one known as Sananda, who comes to visit you, this group, in his own being, has brought you messages such as this. You do not need someone else as an intermediary. You do not need someone else between you and God. That creative urge is you, and in all of you, and brings to you the strength and the hope for the future. For as you have been taught to believe and then see, I bring you the message that you will believe and see in one fell swoop. That is exciting, is it not? And scary. There have been many different instances that have been discussed with you and with others about that which is instantly manifested. It is something you will have to get used to, something that you will need to learn. It will be a new experience for you. But the concept of threes will no longer and is no longer necessary. The concept of having that gateway in the middle, that person to go through as the intermediary between you and your creative higher self, that God self, that highest self, will be gone. We want to touch on this as well, that the Creator, the Father, we believe that you in this group have come to see and has confused many. If there is not one Creator, but there are many Creators, and there is a Supreme Creator, and there are many mothers, but there is one Mother who gives form to that which is created by that Prime Creator. Many of those upon this planet have fallen in love with one Creator God, as was written in many of the holy texts. You will find that that Creator God has been swept away too, for that is all erroneous information. You are the Creator Gods. But you are positive Creator Gods, and you have been through many lifetimes and experienced many things. Sometimes you have not been so, let us say, positive. Sometimes you have helped others learn lessons that have been difficult. But when you move out of this realm of 3D, you see things in a very different fashion. And you will see that there is not the polarity in other locations, other dimensions. As you rise in dimensions, it is not good or bad or right or wrong. It just is. This was part of your experience. So know that in a very, very short time, all of you in this room will be having those experiences of thinking about something in your mind, even fleetingly, and see that creative urge manifest immediately in front of you. Because that middle Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, that is grace, that is the freedom of energy to manifest whatever you want without judgment. You have experienced that in this world. Sometimes you've liked what you've created, and sometimes you have not liked what you created, but there has been a time lag many times. And all of this follows the rules of this planet and this experience that you have had. But as those rules are taken away, as those rules are removed and you move into the new age, you will not only see new technologies, you will see your own abilities rise in ways you cannot even fathom today. But I try to paint the picture for you so that you know that you are the one in charge. You are the one with the thought. You are the one receiving the energy. You are the one experiencing the manifestation. And it will be a joyous day, we promise. When you see that conscious mind of yours recognize that there are no more breaks, there are no more time frames, there are no more instances of waiting for things to happen in your lives. but all will come. And you will develop the sensibility and the wisdom and the understanding to control this ability that you will find yourself having, and you will find yourself having it every single moment of every single day. I look forward to coming to you at that time, that you might see me and you might understand the truth of what I've tried to share with you today, and understand that these are shifting sands that you are walking upon. And then as the sands shift and the energy of the creation upon this planet shifts, then too you see this shift from periods of time, difficulties with other people, not understanding, to full realization, my friends, full understanding, full capabilities. We're going to leave this with you today. Should you have questions during the time of questions, we will have Ashira answer for us. We will be here in the room. We will stay in the room. We give thanks for this opportunity to share this today. And we expect that we shall be visiting you once again during the advanced time that is upcoming. For many things shall be revealed on that weekend. And many things will be changed by then as well. We bless you.
Thank you.
So let us do some ohms to prepare James for receiving.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
We love how you harmonize and melody coming through in your ohms. It was gorgeous, beautiful. For those of you that don't know, this is One Who Serves. And we are here often with this group, what you would call one of your regulars, I guess, here. We are one of your core group, are we not?
Yes.
And you certainly are the ones that are a part of this core group. And we wish for you to understand many things that are coming. But before we do this, we wish for you to look at all of the things that are happening out there. Those things that are occurring that are just beyond most people's understanding and that they can see. They do not have the eyes to see or the ears to hear yet at this point. But you yourselves do. And you yourselves, if you look carefully and look at all of those things that are happening, or rather in this case, not happening, look around the world. Did you not have the capability of technology here to blow up the world?
Yes.
You do have that technology, correct?
Yes.
But has it happened?
No.
No, it has not happened. Do you have the technology to create a virus to spread across the entire planet?
Yes.
Yes, that is there as well, but that has not happened either. Do you not have the technology? When we are saying you, we are speaking of mostly of what we call the cabal here, the those of the dark forces, and the technology to create weather patterns and to direct those weather patterns, correct?
Yes.
But have those weather patterns been sent other than small, more indistinct types of situations? It is not being spread across the planet, you see. So they can direct earthquakes, they can create volcanoes, but yet these things are not happening. All of those things that were planned by the cabal have not happened. And they are not happening because they cannot happen. That was, as you know, part of the old timeline, the ones that they were working toward to bring these changes about, to bring the utter destruction of the planet, because they were going to be gone. They were going to either be deep within the planet, if they did not create the total destruction, or they were going to leave and go off planet and save themselves, and let those of you here defend for yourselves. And they were going to then come back when they could and pick up from there. But none of this has happened. And it has not happened because it cannot happen. So there is no need to be concerned, no need to have fear for all of those things that are coming up that you hear of the Jade Helm and all of these things. None of this is to be a fearful situation. Yes, the cabal wanted it to be. They were planning it this way, but it is not meant to be that. Have no fear. Everything is in the plan. Everything is a part of the plan and is being worked out to the betterment, not to the detriment, but the betterment of the people of the world. So be of good cheer, my brothers and sisters. All is happening as it needs to. It is maybe not happening as fast as you want it to, but it is happening. So allow it to be, and know that as you are in your training and preparing, you are going to be in a position when the moment comes, when the moment arrives, that you can be there to assist those of us, to assist the Galactics as they come down, to assist the Agarthans as they raise up and come back to the surface. You will be there to be of assistance in whatever way is needed at that time. And yes, you each one have a certain mission that you have been preparing for. It has just not been revealed to most yet. Some it has, but to most it has not yet been revealed, but that is coming as well. So be a little bit patient, a little longer, but be expectant, because these things are going to happen and you are going to be caught up in it when it begins, okay?
Okay.
Do you have questions now for One Who Serves or Ashira?
I have a question that Susan has asked me to ask Ashira, and that is about the 120,000 animals that were killed in Kazakhstan and what occurred there. So if she could answer that for us.
Thank you for making sure that this was brought to the group. We appreciate that deeply. We know that this came up in your conversation this week, and what we would say to you is this was not a man-made inspiration. Yes, this was a soul group who had come together with an opportunity to leave their bodies easily and effortlessly and move into Hollow Earth. They have taken their parts of their beings, and they are now grazing beautifully alongside the unicorns and the dragons, all of those things that you find within the earth. This seems like a tragedy, but it was a group decision to come in and to do this at this time. In part, you were correct because everyone is wondering what killed these beings. And there are many things that are a part of awakening the people upon the planet. What would happen to a mass number of creatures such as this? And they are odd-looking creatures, are they not? They indeed look like residents of Hollow Earth. They belong there. And so even though it pulled on the hearts of this one, and it pulls on the hearts of many, please know that these did not suffer, they did not die in pain and strangulation. They simply left their bodies to take their residence within. And you will be able to see these creatures again. And we know there were few left upon the planet. It was their decision not to make the exit at this time. And so those who have feelings of humanitarianism, who want to embrace these animals on the surface and save them in any way possible, is another part of opening the higher heart of those upon the planet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, that means.
Yes. Thank you. Bless you.
Wonderful. Would there be other questions here now?
I have a question. This last week I've had a piercing pain in my right eye. It's like a dagger being stuck in it or something. And it doesn't matter how I move the eyeball or anything. And it kind of comes and goes, or that eye will twitch, and it's the right eye. And I'm wondering if it's connected with what's happening in the family right now, or if there's something about my spiritual nature or mission that I should be aware of that's, you know, trying to make itself known to me.
Would you like to take this, Ashirda, and then we will add to it?
Absolutely. Thank you for that opportunity. Greetings, Mary Lou.
Thank you. Greetings,
Jean. As I come and I hear you speak of this situation, and as I come and I visit your energy, it is more about your spiritual journey than it is about your family. And the spiritual journey is that you are continuing to have your chakras opened farther and farther up along your being and outside of the body. And as those energies continue to move through you on the ascension journey, as Saint Germain brought to this group on that last advance, know that this will pass. Do not put any fear or concern into it or feed any energy into what is happening with the family, for those are indeed separate issues.
Okay.
We may suggest that you increase your water intake to help you continue to move the energies along within your body, and to, again, remove yourself as far as fear or concern. Yes, we understand that many of the Saint Germain was very specific about not calling these symptoms, but many of these things that you will feel in your body, and this is to the entire group, many of those things that you feel, the body reacts with a sensation of pain because it does not know what else to do. It is not familiar with this energy. It is not familiar with the shifting. It is not familiar with that which is manifesting in each and every body, in this group and on those on the telephone. And so the body responds with a pain reaction, and then, of course, some twitching. All of these are part of what the symptoms are. And so bless it, release it. We know it's hard, but to say thank you. Thank you for making me aware that I am up to this level of manifestation along this ascension journey. And to know that it's continuing higher and higher. And we bless you. And we ask you to indulge this but a brief time longer.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Blessings to you.
Very good. And the only thing we wish to add here is, as Ashirda has said, it is go with the energies. Allow the energies to move through you. And know that that is all it is. It is just new energies coming into your body, in, just as they are into the planet. And you are the planet, and the planet is you. So allow for these energies to come through and do their thing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Would there be other questions here now?
Yeah, I have a question. As we are detaching from our 3D body, talking about the chakras...
Speak up, please, a little bit more here so all can hear this question.
Okay, in terms of our 3D body and the process of ascension, how are our chakras... how positively our chakras are going to be affected once we are more in tune and once we are going through the fifth dimension?
Yes. Your chakras are already being affected.
Mm-hmm.
Your lower chakras, those that have been predominantly where you have been residing over these many lifetimes, are the energies are moving up from those lower ones into the more into the higher ones, and as this process continues, you will be even then moving up further into higher chakras beyond this. So all of this is part of the program, a part of the plan here for your ascension. And you will be experiencing many revealings coming to you, many remembrances coming to you as these lower chakras kind of get let themselves go a little bit here, so that you are not operating at those lower chakras anymore, and these memories will come back, for that is where they reside, in these chakras. And these memories will come back to you. It may already be happening to some here. And it will be either memories of this lifetime or other lifetimes. And they will intersperse. They will come at different times and in different ways. And you will be getting these revealings coming to you. But this is only the beginning. For there will come a time when you will have the great revealing coming to you, where it will be flooding in, and you will not even know it, possibly which is what here in terms of your past lives. They will all come together, and you will begin to remember these things. So allow for the process to go through and know that all is happening for a reason here. Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Anything you wish to add here, Shira?
I would only add a little bit of levity in terms of the fact that we know that you would love for us to draw you a diagram and say, here's where you are, here's where you're going, here's what it looks like, here's what you will look like at the end of this. But we cannot do that. For it is an independent journey. We talk about this in the groups and what things are happening, and yet this particular group and the people on the phone and those who read these messages, we see you as being more the beginning of this journey that all of you are on, and you reaching back to help others who are at different stages. We would love to be able to prepare a roadmap for you, but because it is such an individual experience, it is difficult for us to do that. But we are happy to visit with you individually and share with you, just as one who serves has with this one. All of these trips, all of this journey, all of these steps are important for you, and we are glad to be your cheerleaders. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions here now?
I feel like I got so much mind, or I don't know if it's called monkey chatter, just continued speaking in my head and wanting to listen and hear everything and have this clarity of more knowledge and understanding, of being able to have all my chakras just clear and purity. And I know my meditation is pretty powerful for me many, many times. And I just feel like I'm stuck in a place where I can't seem to release to get out of this craziness in my head. And I feel like I need to have, I'm not sure what it is I need to have. You know, that's the confusion I get at times. But I know I can receive a lot of peace and understanding just by allowing. But just this craziness in my head just continues to, it's a battle for me.
Yes. One of the things that occurs when one begins to work more and more diligently with their meditation is they begin to experience exactly as you are experiencing, where they become what they call being stuck. And this is something that you just move through. But you move through effortlessly. That is the key here. Do not put effort into your meditation other than to do it. But allow it to be whatever it is going to be, and do not preconceive anything that is going to happen or what should be happening or anything of this nature. It just is. And allow for this. This is the go with the flow here. And the more you do this, the more you let go, then that what you are calling being stuck, you will find that it will be freeing up quite quickly once you are letting go more fully. You see?
Yes.
Does this make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Anything add to this, Ashira?
No, thank you. That was well done.
Would there be any other questions here now?
I have a question concerning the mentors, when they will be joining and giving their input in terms of guidance and understanding. I just wanted to understand the process of change of DNA and their guidance. Will these two be related in
yes.
terms of how they would show us how it's done to gain a complete, just to get a complete mastery of changing everything and bring it back to the way it should be?
Yes, when the frequencies are right and the timing is right here, those that are to assist you, to be your mentors, will be revealed to you. And when this occurs, they will be in the process of assisting you to continue on in your ascension process. Now, as to the when, that of course cannot be given here because it is not yet known. None of us here know it. No one in the galactic forces know it, or the Garthan. It is simply the Creator himself is the only one that knows when this will be, as to the timing here. But as the consciousness of mankind continues to increase and continues to go through this awakening process, you are moving closer and closer to that moment when these things can begin to be revealed to you and it all opens up to you. All of those memories that we spoke of here earlier will be flooding back to you. This is all a part of this. And as this whole process continues on, you will begin to, you are already actually beginning to have the DNA processes occur here. All of this is happening, as well as your pineal gland and your high heart functioning. And all of these things are occurring. And they are occurring at a more rapid and rapid rate here. You may not feel it or know it, but that does not mean it is not happening. So allow for the process to take its way through you. And just be where you need to be, and all will take care of itself, okay?
Thank you.
Anything you wish to add here, Ashira?
We would add that the mentors are already within your circle. They're already visiting with you. When their energy is known to you, such as it is in the process of being now, when they appear to you, you will know them. who will be your friends. You will have a familiarity. It is not like building a new relationship. It is having the one who has loved you and is working with you now. Show their face, and you will know that they are the ones that you are going to continue to walk with in the next part of your journey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further questions here? Then we are done for our part here, and we will release channel to Shira to close out. Yes, there is a
question. One
question. Yes.
This is Mark. What about crystals for meditation, and does the size of the crystal, you know, good, bad, and different?
There is much that is going to be revealed about crystals. Some of it is already coming out in the bits and drabs, is that the right words here? And it is coming out and being revealed over a period of time here, in little bits here, little bits there. But there will come a time when much more will come about as far as the crystals and the use of crystals, and the memories will return to you in terms of your use of crystals in Atlantis and Lemuria, and even beyond this. So as to whether the size of the crystal or the color or anything of this nature, it is not to be concerned with yet. This will all come to you, and you will know the answer to this question will be revealed to you in the right moment. For now, just be with the crystal. Allow the crystal to be with you. Feel its consciousness and merge your consciousness with it. And this will be the best thing for you to do as far as how to utilize it now. But there is so much coming about crystals that will be coming back from the Atlantean times, especially, that will be used in your new technologies that you will be learning. Anything you wish to add here, Ashira?
No, thank you. That was perfect.
Very good, thank you.
Yes, anything further here before we release channel? Then we release now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the
Thank
one.
You.
Thank you, Shanti.
Greetings again. This is Ashira. Greetings. So it is my pleasure today to bring a message about all of that which is in the world which seems so confusing. Yes, 7 or 8 billion people have 7 or 8 billion ideas about what is happening every single moment of the day, do they not?
Yes.
For each comes from their own experience, their own perceptions, their own understandings. And this is a time when there are a lot of, what do they call them, talking heads out there. A lot of people who are coming to speak to all of you through traditional media, through alternative media, through different websites, through different modalities such as YouTube and the websites and the Facebooks. Everywhere you look, somebody has an opinion. How do each of you maintain a center point and yet keep your ears out for information? This is part of the joy that we have with this group coming together on a weekly basis and getting the information out to others and being so pleased with the growth of the different ways that this information will be disseminated. For this is a place that people can come and find a centered point. This is a place where those who do the channeling are not selling products, are not trying to find a way to support themselves during this part of the time of their mission. They are blessed with opportunities in their lives to make the money they need to make sure things are taken care of. For we know we are not blind, we are not stupid. We know as we look upon each of you each week that you have life that you are still dealing with in this 3D way. And even though we talk to you each week about maintaining a 5D consciousness, we know that there are realities in each of your lives. There's car payments and insurance payments. There's medical bills. There's mortgages. We know this. We love you. We know this. And so we would encourage you, as much as is possible for each and every one of you who are upon the call and are reading these words and hearing these words, keep those parties that you allow into your world, into your consciousness, into your heart at a minimum. Do not allow for 7 billion people to have their input and their ideas thrust into you. Maintain a firm bearing upon the direction you are going. You know that you are on this ascension journey. And you know there are many, many things that are a part of that which can be difficult. We've talked about these before, such as the aches and the pains and those things that your body interprets as true pains. Things that have come to bear upon your bodies. And yet we have also come through with those who have brought through some ideas. Coconut oil, diatomaceous earth, water, organic foods. All of these things that have come through this group have been inspired. They have come to you and through the mouths of those who speak these words in the group, not only those channels, to help you and assist you. We do not expect that those with whom you work or with whom you experience other parts of your life necessarily are going to understand what it is that you are doing. But we encourage you to be of good faith, to support one another every week in this group, and know that this is a basis and a centered point for you. To measure that which you've heard during the week against that which is brought into the group for consideration. For truth to be heard and to be felt. To know that that which this group is striving to do on many, many different levels are all important parts that you are playing right here and right now across this planet and into the universe. Look at all of those who have come to speak with you through the last 2 years. All of those who are in service to you, to share with you, to help you, to love you. We give thanks for you, for we know that you are the feet on the ground on this planet. You are the ones who are spreading the light and the love. Even if you do not share your truth verbally, you spread the truth of who you are every moment of every day. This is meant to be a cheerleading talk for you, to share with you all of that which we bring in gratitude and in appreciation for knowing that even though you may have asked for this, many of you in your seats are wondering why. We tell you, too, that the time is here where many things are changing. And if you have the opportunity to come through this each week, you can see those things through this group's eyes that are changing. And have more faith to move forward into the weeks to come. And to know that when you are awakened even more fully, that your joy will to be of service to others. Not to get out of here, for you have come for the long haul, our friends. You've come to be able to serve in the moment and to serve in the future. Know that everything is in the supreme plan. Every step you take is part of the supreme plan. Every meeting you take in is part of the supreme plan. And we know that Susan has said this to some of you before, but test what you hear. Test the message. Test the people. Are they of love? Are they of light? Are they of separation or are they of unity? For as you move and the resonancy and the frequencies rise, more and more, the frequency of unity will take you even higher. And that is an important part of the message today. Look through those lenses then when you hear the talking heads speaking to you from whatever direction. Measure them for unity, for love, for light. Know who you can take into your heart. Know who you should keep. A little wastebasket container until it is measured again in the fullness of time. We give thanks to you. We give you our love and our blessings. Namaste.
Thank you for that wonderful lesson on the threes. That was confirmation for me, which I knew, but never really put it into words like that. Lovely, thank you.
One of those lifetimes of many, but those lifetimes.